Jason Cans, good morning.
Good morning.
Best 5 minutes of the day. You know, as we got thinking, Caleb talked some about his sister. He's got a sister who is a single mom by choice, and she has three kids. And then also, we've got other single moms. His wife, he notes, was a single mom before they got married. And that got me thinking, like, my mom and both of my sisters at different times have been single moms. So it's, you know, once you got thinking about it, a lot of people have been in this situation, you know?
Very common. Mm-hmm. Yep. Very much, very, very common for that to happen. Through a number of circumstances, it definitely happens. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think
right.
definitely people appreciate the support. These single mm-hmm. moms appreciate the help, all the help they can get
yep.
in many cases. So,
yep. Mm-hmm. And so putting it out there to the folks again here today, $1,900. So well, let's do that. If one person could do it or two people could do $950, we'll break it down from there. All right. Well, I'm going to hold off on Larry Crabb's A Different Kind of Happiness for a day because I wanted to read the chapters about the prayer that, but I just, too busy, haven't had the chance.
So, yeah, I have not grabbed it off my shelf either yet.
Right.
So, yeah.
But it's deep, it's substantive, and I'm taking a step back before we dive further into the seven questions that starts with who is God. But so we'll kind of set that aside. But I brought you this brain health bingo on Saturday, Mr. Neuropsychologist,
yeah.
and what'd you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. There's a lot of really good suggestions on there, things I will tell my patients to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very well put together. I thought there were lots and lots of good ideas.
And this is the ADRC, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eau Claire County. So,
yeah, wow. Shout out to them. They are a great organization. I refer lots of people to get in contact with them.
And again, we've talked about this before, and I've gotten a lot of compliments, even from you, about my memory. But the thing is like, wow, at six, I can see this year as a 60-year-old, like wow, the short-term memory. And you can kind of think, oh, that's not going to happen to me. And then it starts to. And is again, is it the best way you can help yourself with that is exercise?
Yeah, physical exercise, number one thing you can do. Again, mm-hmm. you want to get blood pumping to the brain is a big part. You know, mm-hmm. the brain uses so much of the oxygen. So that is, the best thing you can do for brain health as I'm thinking about getting ready for my walk after we get off the phone.
They have other things on here that I'm sure they're kidding. They say skip dessert or sweets for a week. That's just a joke then, or?
No. You know, I one of the things that when people talk about dietary stuff related to brain health is, you know, they're not saying don't ever do this, you know, and rather what they're saying is, hey, maybe you know, cut back significantly on that. You know, we eat a lot of sweets in this country, and maybe it's true around the world, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, people will have sweets multiple times a day, you know, and maybe once a week is a better mm-hmm. way of approaching that, so...
I hear you. Yeah, maybe eat a handful of mixed nuts. That's what it says you
yep.
should eat. Yeah.
Right, exactly. You know, we talked about that on Saturday, and I actually went home and had a handful of almonds that
okay.
day. And I was like, okay, all right, I'm gonna get back to this.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we haven't been in Romans 13 for a while. Let's do it Romans 13:8 through 10 today.
And that says, if I can find it, owe nothing to anyone except your obligations to love one another. If you love your neighbor, you will fulfill the requirements of God's law. For the commandments say you must not commit adultery, you must not murder, you must not steal, you must not covet. These and other such commandments are summed up in this one commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to others, so love fulfills the requirements of God's law.
All right, that's a handful. And you yep. say in Letters to the Beloved, complexity and confusion arise for many Christians when the government acts in ways that appear to contradict my will and make demands upon citizens to disobey me. And you give an example, a government that forced you to murder, steal, or deny me creates an impasse between the kingdom of the world and the kingdom of heaven. Remember that you fulfill my law by loving well. Think about the specifics. Do not commit adultery, murder, steal, or burn with desire for what another person possesses. Remember the golden rule. Love your neighbor as yourself. Treat others the way you want them to treat you. Love does not take advantage of neighbors, but recognizes your interconnection. Honor your interdependence, and so fulfill my law. Final thought.
Yeah, again, I think sometimes we lose sight of that neighborliness, right? You know, I think we see things in the media and the government that try and pull us apart as people. And so we need to come back to that idea of how do I love well the people who live next door, in the next state, across the country, around the world.
Very good. Thank you, friend. Yep. Have a good day. Yep. Eat your mixed nuts. All right, there we go. What do I do with that cookie I brought to work today? Maybe give it to a friend. I don't know, but I don't want to hurt their memory. So, okay. Again, our goal today is, it was $2,400, and then we saw Jolene. Came through 9:19 last night with a gift of $500 to the single mom Saturday vehicle repair fund, and that cut us down to $1,900. We don't necessarily want to stop there, but it gets us to the $6,100 matching from the business sponsors. So if you could help us get there this morning, that would be fantastic. But Jolene last night after 9 gave us $500, and Keith and Owen stepping up with $200 just moments ago. Yeah, way to go, Keith. Thank you. And that cuts it from $1,900 to $1,700. Folks, it's within reach. I can see the top of the mountain.
On Havel, as much as I love sports, as much as I am excited about sports and the Bucks and the Brewers and all of that, I think what's really exciting me this morning is to see people catching the vision of Single Mom Saturday and to see, again, gifts that came in last night and this morning. I don't even know if you mentioned the one that came in just a few moments ago from Julie from Eau Claire.
No, we haven't. It came in at 7 o'clock. I haven't had a chance.
Yeah. Another $200 given.
Way to go, Julie. And that means that we're only $1,300 away from money received to get to that $6,100 to match what our generous business sponsors have done.
And again, the goal is to double that matching challenge from our business sponsors and, Lord willing, to go beyond that to 15,000 total and 18 and 20,000. Again, we want to do all we can for this year's Single Mom Saturday Vehicle Repair Fund. It'll be divided evenly among these 10 single parent households, and we want to bless them as much as possible. And again, we're within range of that initial goal, of doubling what the sponsors have given, $1,300 away. And so praying, Havel, that we could do that before 8 o'clock this morning. Could we see another $1,300 given? Some people are taking your challenge to heart and saying, hey, I'll do what I did last year and a little more. Could I do a little more? Knowing everything that's going on in the world, saying rather than pulling back, I'm going to push forward in faith and do a little more than I did last year. And I'd love to see, we talked about this, what if 10 people, any amount, anything that you would give, but you've been hearing about this. And again, it's just today, tomorrow, and Friday left. It only goes through Friday. You've been hearing about this. Could we find 10 people before 7:30 who would give a gift of any amount, but just 10 people who would say, I'd respond, whether that's $5 or $500. Would there be 10 people who would go to WWIB.com/Single Mom Saturday? It's right at the top of the page if you get to WWIB.com. 10 people before 7:30 who say, I'll answer this call to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, absolutely. So that'd be fantastic. Thanks so much to those from Jolene last night, Keith, Pauline, John, and Becky, and now most recently, Julie. We appreciate it. And you're living out the words of this song from Ryan Stevenson, Preach. I want my life to preach.
WWIB, thank you so much. An anonymous gift just came in for $150. Thank you so much for that generosity as we're trying to see, hey, could we get to that first plateau of matching what our sponsors have given? Could we do it by 8 a.m.? We're now $900 away. This anonymous gift, the giver said, in honor of their three girls. And again, thank you for responding to that challenge. As I say, for my two girls, my two boys, and my wife, want to give an amount for each of them. And again, keeping that between me and the Lord. Getting closer and closer, WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. Another update, 3 minutes to go. We're $800 away, $800 away. Our friend John from Window Depot, USA of Northwest Wisconsin, he's one of our sponsors for Single Mom Saturday, but he said he and his wife, Melissa, they want to go above that and give another $100 toward this fund. So that means we are $800 away from reaching that matching challenge by 8 a.m. You could do it. We could do it. God could do it. God can do it. And just trusting, again, maybe we'll see that goal met. Maybe it'll be by 8 o'clock, maybe later, but wouldn't it be amazing to see that first matching challenge met by 8 a.m.? WWIB.com, that red bar right at the top of the page. Thank you, John and Melissa. Thank you to this anonymous giver as well. 2 minutes left before 8 a.m. Will we see that goal reached? $800 remaining to reach that first matching challenge. Hava, one of the things that I take away from that each time, and tearing up once again, from Rachel is how people see them and how they felt seen this way. As she said, for my daughter to feel seen as special and not just different. And for us as single moms to be seen as a worthy cause. Do we comprehend what it means for someone who's walking that lonely road as a single parent
to be seen as worthy of love. To be seen as to say you're worthy of being loved, because again, many times there have been a lot of brokenness in their life, and it might be hard for them to realize that they are worthy of being loved. And you all are showing that. And you say, well, it's just $20, it's just $50, it's just $100. What difference does that make? Oh, trust me, trust God that your giving makes a difference. It makes a difference in these precious families, these single moms and their children, because you are showing them that they are seen, and seen through eyes of love by their community, yes, by strangers who care enough to wrap their arms around them with this financial gift, but you're reminding them that they are seen by love itself. By God, He is love, and He loves them beyond compare. And you are reminding them of that. And so we can't thank you enough for taking an active role in that this week. Again, we only have through Friday, and even though it's been a little quiet at times this morning, we've seen generosity, and we're praying it continues.
Again, you know, it's funny that leading up to Easter, Palm Sunday this week, Easter coming, right, preceded by Good Friday, we see that love of God on the cross most obviously, and then we say we believe it, but this is a practical, tangible way. It's one of the most beautiful things we get a chance to be a part of each year with the Lord and partnering with you and generous businesses. And so would you join with us, partner with us by going to WIB.com and clicking on the banner on top of the page. Help us reach that matching goal of what the businesses have done. $6,100, we're 550 away from matching that. Will you be the one who says, hey, you've reached it?
And again, thank you. Thank you in advance for letting God work in your heart. Not us, nothing that we say, not even my tears that seem to spring up so much during this week. But is God moving you? And if He is, would you respond? Again, right at the top of the page at WWIB.com. We break now for weather, brought to you by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating and Air Conditioning. They're one of the businesses that invests in this year after year. We thank Christina and the team there, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. So I don't think I've mentioned this before, but in those kindness jar ads, and we thank you so much for supporting that as we go out to try to spread God's love and kindness in our communities. The children that you hear in that ad are my children. Lily is my oldest. And then Cooper, and then Nora, Teddy, he just kind of causes chaos, so we haven't quite put him on the ads yet, too, but he does usually bang on the door when we're recording in the spare room. But those are my children, and so, again, my challenge today was what I want to do is to give a gift in honor of each of my four children and my wife, thinking about what if our family was in this position that these single parent families are, and what if again I was gone and it was just my wife and children? How would I hope that they would be treated? How would I hope that they would be loved and cherished, as we talked about? And so again, I want to give something in honor of my wife and my four children this morning, and that is again my challenge. The challenge that we have throughout the morning, Halvo, is to try to get to our matching challenge of $6,120 from our sponsors. We were $500 away. Now, Linda, our friend from Hope Gospel Mission in Eau Claire, says, I want to give $100 and pledges that. So that means we are $400 away. With 8 minutes left, we are $400 away from reaching that goal, that matching challenge being met.
Yeah, that's right. Linda says she's known in her past what the challenges of single moms. She has a real heart for single moms, and so generously giving that. And for a lot of people, I mean, we encourage you. I think we both did it, and we've encouraged the listeners. Been good to see that response. Is, you know, wrestle with the Lord over it as you think about what have you done before, and prayerfully. I mean, you know, it's not just a flippant decision, and maybe hopefully people have been, you know, pondering, chewing on this. You don't have to give to this, like you've said. There's a ton of other causes that you may want to give to, but we feel inspired, led as to do this for year four. And you've been hearing the testimonies from beautiful testimonies from Rachel and Andrea and others from Single Mom Saturday. They've lived this, they've experienced it as we've listened. It's not just about the car care. It's not just about being celebrated, but for me, we forget about the kids. Yeah. Forget about the kids and the way they're impacted.
And speaking of kids, something to share in a moment, a text I got from my home Again, $400 to reach that goal, 6.5 minutes, WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. And again, throughout this week, it's very emotional for me. Again, this is a cause that's very close to my heart. As I've mentioned, my wife was a single mom. And again, my oldest friend is now a single dad. And my younger sister is a single mom. And so it's not $400 we need. Havo, it's $360. I try to compose myself, and we'll see if I can get through it. But I got a text from my wife, and my 10-year-old Cooper wants to give $40. And you say, okay, $40. Well, what does that mean to a 10-year-old? That's pretty much all the money he has. It was just his birthday less than a month ago, and from grandma and from others, he got birthday money. And again, my 10-year-old loves having that spending money because he loves Pokemon cards and he loves Legos and things like that, and plushes. And so he's always been, since he got that money, it's been kind of burning a hole in his pocket about, well, you know, what about this? And can I find the best deal on this? And could we buy this on eBay and things like that too? And he really, really loves having that spending money. And for him to give that, to say, because my wife said, Cooper said he wants to give $40 to the single moms, that's pretty much giving the financial freedom that he has. I don't know how it is in other families, but my family, the way I was growing up too, it's like, if you get money for your birthday or maybe for Christmas, that's kind of your income as a kid. And so my little boy has caught the heart behind this and said, the needs of these moms and their families is more important than my own comfort, than my own enjoyment of things that I want. He wants to give and say they're worthy of this kind of sacrificial love. And so there's my little boy making me cry.
Thank you, Cooper. Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Meredith Andrews, Not For a Moment. WWIB, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, that song celebrating God's faithfulness, the trust that we can have in him in any and every situation. We've been striking out in a lot of ways sometimes this morning, saying, well, could we meet a goal by this time, by that time? Havel,
I would have loved to reach it by 7 before you got here. I was grateful for everybody who did help us in that regard. You know, Keith and Pauline especially, and John and Becky was all before 7. But then we tried to reach it before 8 and 8:30, and we're hoping and praying to reach it before 9.
$360 is what we needed. And again, we just got a call from a dear gentleman from Fall Creek, and it was difficult to hear, so Michelle's going to try to get a better connection over there. But again, if I'm understanding right, what he said was that final 360 that you need. I want to cover that.
Awesome.
I want to cover
thank
that
you.
So that you can get to that goal.
Whew.
And so we are so thankful for that, to see that first goal, that matching challenge met. And again, I think that the song throughout the day, or the beat that we're trying to give out is don't let someone else do it. If you say, wow, okay, they made their goal, now I'm off the hook, now I don't, you know, well, this was the first goal, and praise the Lord. Again, it's been maybe a little more of a struggle to see gifts come in, as we know this can be a long week, as we are really pressing hard and trying to be greedy for good to bring as much in as possible for this blessing for these moms. But praise the Lord to see that initial $6,100 met, and again, 12,000 plus, and now can we go to 15? Can we see that double then become tripling? Can we eventually, Lord willing, by Friday at midnight, see $20,000 given for this year's single moms? And again, to bless them as much as possible. Thank you for investing in hope.
Yeah, I know for me, as I went to God about this, I mean, it was moving away from just looking at my bank account to saying, thinking of the 10 single moms and thinking to the kids. And that's what the testimonies do. It makes you think of them and think about, what can you give? What can you willingly, what's a legitimate sacrifice you can make
that would be able to be something toward the cause that others would team up with. And so we're asking you, this year for me, it's the Little More Challenge. Can you do what you did and maybe a little more? And if you never gave before to the Single Mom Saturday Fund, maybe this year for the first time, by going to wib.com and clicking on that banner on top of the page and doing what you can.
Tiffany from Chippewa Falls just did that. So now not only have we matched, but now started to go beyond. Tiffany just gave $100. And again, in memory of it, she says, in honor of myself. And I'm wondering if maybe that means that Tiffany either is a single mother or has walked that road. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for caring for this year's single moms. I know we need to get to focus on the family and get to mid-mornings with Sam. But thank you so much. And please don't stop.